Amelia Green interviewing Cornelia Doe on October 25th, 1981, All Souls Unitarian Church. Now, Cornelia, please tell me again, when and where were you born?
I am a native of the Netherlands. The city where I was born was a small town at the sea, the capital of the Navy, and it's called Den Helder. And I was born in July 1924.
Now, about your family background, your mother, your father, your brothers or sisters?
I was born into a family where there was already one child, an older brother, about 5 years older. My father was a Hollander who had lived in many different towns. He was a chemist and a pharmacist. He worked as a chemist for the city of Den Helder. My mother had been a pharmacist aide. That's how they met each other, in the pharmacy. And she came from the town of Edam, well known to the world because of the Edam cheese, which is produced around there and is marketed in the Weyhouse in Edam. Anything else?
Well, tell me, what do you most clearly remember about your hometown and growing up as a child?
My hometown was in the on three sides in the sea. On towards the east was the harbor, the Navy port, and the Navy college, and the Marines, and there was the Navy yard, and then there was a fishing harbor, the fisherman's harbor. And to the north was a little strait, a very strong current, and that's where the dike was. And we lived just about one block away from the dike. There was a fort of the Coast Guard between my house and the sea, and one street with a little canal. And from the roof of our house, you could see over the dike into the water, into the sea, and you could see the ships coming by. And then towards the west was the North Sea. The hometown had about 30,000 inhabitants, and most of them were Navy people. But as I told you before, we were not Navy, and sometimes in school that got me to feel that I was the children of the Navy families used to make you, to try to make you feel inferior because you weren't Navy, you were only a civilian. But my father had a very good antidote for that. He said, well, they have so little else.
How far did you go in your education in schools?
In that school, in that town, I went through my junior year in high school, and then the war came, and we had to flee because the town was bombed by the Germans after the capitulation to the Germans, and then habitually by the RAF to hit the targets, and it was too dangerous there. It was just too frightful, and we fled, and we lived in a town 30 miles south, Alkmaar, which is also a big cheese center. And I finished the gymnasium there. Then I went to college in Amsterdam, and I went to the School for Social Work. So I have my education as a social worker in Amsterdam.
What kind of jobs have you held, both in Holland and here?
Well, before I graduated, I did all kinds of things because I was terribly interested in popular education, and I worked in the folk high schools, mostly as a volunteer. And then when I became employed as a social worker, I worked for 4 years in the Netherlands Railways as social worker for female personnel. It sounds ridiculous to me now that I would ever have accepted a job like that, but that was a very, very male-oriented organization, the Netherlands Railways. And they used the female personnel as a buffer. If they needed more personnel, they hired females, and they got rid of them by attrition because they didn't have any married women in their employ. If you got married, you were fired. So one of the problems was that there were a lot of unmarried women there who were living in sin, and they had babies sometimes, and they came to the social worker for advice and guidance, and took care of that. And most of, they were always office workers, so they were a middle class office worker population. Also, there were a lot of problems with the women because they really held an inferior position, and very few of them could climb up in supervisory professional parts, because the engineers were never women in the railroad. It was unthinkable, although we had women engineers, there were never women engineers in the Netherlands Railroad. I mean electrotechnical engineers, I don't mean rail train engineers, of course, no such thing. So I traveled all around the country to help to straighten out personnel differences and difficulties, because these male-oriented supervisors, station chefs and things, had very often great difficulties to treat the female personnel properly, and they would really tread on them in many ways and be disrespectful of their rights as workers.
Were you employed by the government or by the railways?
Well, the railways happens to be 99% government owned in Holland, so it was more or less a civil service thing, but you were employed by the railways. It was different from state job. It was still a railway employment.
I understand. And in this country, what type of work are you doing at the present time?
At the present time, I'm a social worker with elderly city of New York, and my job service in New York in a department of social people. It's now in a day center for older people. It's now called a senior center. The people live in the neighborhood, and they come to spend a day and to have a meal in a senior center, which is located in the city housing project in Long Island City.
Yes, you told me about that. Thank you. Now, so you have a continuing interest in social work. Could you tell me when you were married and to whom?
In 1952, I married Denison Doe, who was an immigrant from French Indochina since 1942. And I met him in Paris, France, in 1949. We lived in Manhattan for a year, and then we moved to Astoria, Queens, where we lived for 25 years. And presently we live in Long Beach, Long Island.
I see. Now tell me, what kind of a picture did you have of America before you emigrated?
I must say it was rather muddled. It was rather vague. Of course, I had studied in college about in high school about American history and international history and world history and economic history in college, in which we studied a lot about the economy of America and its development. And I should have known a little more also about literature. I knew something, but the vivid picture I had was of the crude Texan with a 10-gallon hat who didn't have much other culture than cowboys and things like that. And I didn't think I took a lot I suffered a lot of offense by American army personnel that came to liberate us after World War II. They stayed in our country, and I found in general that although they were jolly and easygoing, they were also very often crude and not well mannered. And I think that stood out in my head, and I thought if I go to America, that's what they'll meet by and large. Of course, I knew that there were scholars here, but I was not prepared to meet any. I knew about the universities, the great universities, Columbia, Harvard, Princeton, I knew a lot about that, but I was not prepared to meet that part of America which was really of a high education or high culture. I was just thinking of the Texan with the 10-gallon hat.
Did you ever go to Texas?
No. I don't plan to go. I like it fine in New York.
I see. Now let me please refresh my memory. The story of your immigration. You met your husband to be Denison Doe in Paris, and then
in 1949, yes, and we planned to get married in the fall of 1950.